Time now for your letters. Plenty of reaction to my essay last week about the jury that acquitted Casey Anthony of murdering her two-year-old daughter. The case was the subject of national attention and lots of public anger. I said justice is served when juries know that if they take their responsibility seriously, they're free to reach decisions they know may be unpopular. Jean Lynch Nelson writes on Facebook, "Thank you for bringing some sanity to the discussion." Felicia Galvin Adams writes, "The jury made the correct decision based on the evidence presented to them, but justice for a dead child was not served." Clark Petrie says, "When juries fail to reach the verdict society demands, society usually extracts its own verdict in the form of peer pressure. This jury may have acquitted Anthony in this particular case, but I doubt she'll ever be able to live normally among normal people again." Last week, we brought you the story of a 22-year-old American prom queen turned foster mom, Katie Davis. She now cares for 13 young girls in Uganda.
People definitely ask me why so many. I don't know. These are the children that God brought to my door. Knowing that there's nowhere else for them to go, I don't find myself capable of sending them away.
Sam Baxter writes on our website, "In a society where we idolize people for all the wrong reasons, here's an example of a young woman worthy of admiration." But Benjamin Fisher says, "It's unfair to put her on a pedestal for performing a role that would go completely unnoticed if it were done by a Ugandan. And more importantly, as she thought about the consequences for the children she's caring for if she decides to go back to the United States." Last week, we spoke with Thomas Stuker, who was on his way to amassing a total of 10 million frequent flyer miles on United Airlines. Those are actual miles flown, he's quick to point out. He says flying is a passion.
I love travel. I mean, for a person who 25 years ago was scared to death to fly, I couldn't get on aircraft. It really bothered me. But now it's evolved to a time where if I go a week without a flight, I just feel something's not right, you know.
That prompted Gregory Slater to write on our website, "What's his carbon footprint?" Finally, a few responses about last Saturday's profile of the late musician Peter Tosh, who was one of the founding members of the Wailers, made famous by Bob Marley. Evan Friedel writes, "Tosh was an incredible singer with a unique emotional baritone that demanded attention. Although his career was overshadowed by Marley's, his talent and capabilities were on the same high level." And Leonard Riddick says, "Peter Tosh, a true roots man, long live." We welcome your comments. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. You can also post a comment on Facebook. You can send me a tweet at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.